It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Mark Yeagy here. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Not going to keep you long today. Just want to give you an update. Today is the 23rd of August, and the Fed is going to be having a meeting, I think, in the next couple of days over in Jackson Hole. They do this every year, and everybody builds up all this anticipation. What's the Fed going to do? Well, this is not an unusual year, but it is an unusual year in a lot of ways, in that the Fed is supposed to make another announcement about whether they're going to be hawkish or dovish, right? Hawkish means that they're going to raise rates, like they're hawks and, you know, mean or whatever. And dovish means everybody's good, and they're going to lower rates and all that thing. Since the last rate raise, which was 75 basis points, was basically 0.75%, the Fed is trying to raise rates, or saying they're trying to raise rates, to lower economic output, to lower prices, to cool inflation off. Inflation is a direct measure of how much money the Fed is spending and how much they're printing in money. Okay, they don't actually print the dollars anymore. They just kind of make them up, put zeros in the accounts, and get a, you know, put a bunch of money in circulation. And that is reflected almost 100% directly in the inflation rate. And so you're seeing huge inflation. The government says it's 9.1 or 8.5% or some stupid number. If you believe it, fine, that's the official number. It's still higher than the official number from a year ago, which was 2 or 3%. But it's really much worse than that. I mean, food costs are more than 32%. Car costs for new cars are up 14%. Used cars are up 32%. It might be vice versa. It doesn't matter. Butter's up like 51%. Eggs are up 38%. You know, it just keeps going. There's not a lot of 8.5% in there. We got some fuel costs that did come down from the highs, like the record highs that they had, they came down. Anyway, so the Fed's meeting. So from the last Fed, they raised 2.75 basis point, 0.75%, 75 basis points in a row, which is unprecedented. So everybody said, well, the Fed's got to be done. And the markets have basically gone up since that raise, right? And they said, well, the Fed's not going to really do what they think they're going to do. And that's raise 50 basis points or 0.5%. And so everybody's been kind of along with that. But now the closer we get, people are like, wait a minute here. You know, maybe the economy's still a little hot. Maybe the Fed is not going to back off. And their rhetoric says they're not going to back off. So people aren't thinking the Fed is going to be as dovish as they were. So what happened yesterday, Monday, 22nd of August, is the markets had their biggest drop since last year. It was down like 650 points or something like that on the Dow. So everybody freaked out and said, oh, the Fed's going to be raising rates again, and they're going to kill the economy even more. Therefore, the stock market goes down. Eventually, the Fed has no choice. They got to print more money because the government spending, you know, you heard about this Inflation Reduction Act, which the Congressional Budget Office said, shouldn't be calling it the Inflation Reduction Act. It's actually going to increase inflation. It's going to increase the amount of money the Fed's going to have to print. They're not going to be able to pull in enough tax revenues to pay for all the spending that this bill has in it. Yeah, it's going to save some money on some Medicare drug costs or something like that. But at the end of the day, it's going to create even more inflation. They call it the Inflation Reduction Act. They think we're stupid. And a lot of people are. A lot of people are like, well, this inflation, I guess it's going to go down. But it ain't going to go down. It's not. The Fed is stuck. They're going to print more and more and more money. Look, all you got to do is study history. And I know we don't study history anymore in this country because we don't believe in it for some reason. But if you go back to 1913 and you look at what the value of the dollar is in purchasing power compared to today, the dollar has lost 98.5% of all its purchasing power. Like, you know, you could buy a house for $5,000 back in 1913. Today, you can't spend, you know, $350,000 and buy a similar kind of house. And it's, houses are supposed to get more affordable, not less. So we've lost all the purchasing power of our dollar. And that's because we keep printing money. There's an infinite supply of money. And whenever the government needs money, they spend it. And then the Fed has to finance it. And that's just the way it is. So the markets went down yesterday. The markets are down today. Who knows if the markets go down huge tomorrow, or if they're dovish, they jump up, whatever. Be prepared, guys. I've been saying that this is a bear market for about 8 months now. I think we got another year and a half or so to go. And we're going to get bounces in here, right? Because the Fed is going to be meddling in it. But at the end of the day, the Fed's painted in the corner. We're going to get bounces, and you can make some money on those bounces. But be really careful, because there's a lot of downside, I think, left in a bear market. And they happen really quickly. They always say that the market takes the stairs up and the elevator down. And that's what happens. You've seen the market in the last 7-8 months go down really quickly, lost 20%, 80% in some stocks, but the averages have lost about 20 to 30%. So you've got to be really, really careful. And I don't want you guys to get hurt out there. So I want you to kind of know a little bit about the macro picture so that you can think for yourself. Don't just listen to Cramer. Don't just listen to the talking heads on TV, MSNBC, CNN, even Fox, whatever. Don't listen to them. Think for yourself. Never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.